From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Bud Light struck controversy with a Super Bowl ad touting the fact its beer contained no corn syrup. Now, Miller Coors is thanking Anheuser-Busch, telling AgWeb.com Bud Light sales are down since the Super Bowl, while Miller Lite sales are up. Unashamed, Miller Coors says while corn syrup is used in the beer-making process, it does not make it into the final product. The U.S. food and ag sector would lose nearly $22 billion in exports, equal to 15% of this year's sales forecast, if the U.S. scrapped NAFTA without a replacement and without TPP. That's according to three Purdue economists who tell Agriculture.com the negative trade impact would be reflected in lower incomes for U.S. farmers, reduced land returns, and labor displacement. They estimate a $12 billion loss in annual ag exports if NAFTA is dissolved without a ratified USMCA, with poultry, pork, and dairy hit the hardest. The Ag Economy Barometer declined 7 points to a reading of 136 points in February compared to 143 a month earlier. According to Western Farm Press, the modest decline puts the barometer back near levels observed in October and November and is just 4 points below the level of February 2018. The downward shift was primarily the result of weakness in producer perceptions of the current economic conditions, as it fell from a reading of 132 in January to 119 in February. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.